The main threat is going to be damaging wind gust and possibly some hail. Showers and storms ending by late tonight. Overnight low 52. Tomorrow, a cooler day. High 67. We'll be back to the 40s tomorrow night. Then on Wednesday, sunshine. High near 70. Pollen count in the high range today and very high tomorrow and Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Sam McClure at the Adoption Law Firm. Whether your concern is infant adoptions, foster adoptions, or foreign adoptions, the Adoption Law Firm exists to make the adoption process smooth and affordable. Contact my friend Sam McClure at the Adoption Law Firm, 546-2009, or check him out online, theadoptionfirm.com. Again, my friend Sam McClure, 546-2009, or online, theadoptionfirm.com.
No representations made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other attorneys.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep
from our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
I am in such a good mood today. The President of the United States exonerated on the issue of Russian collusion. You cannot obstruct justice when you've done no underlying crime. Guys, listen, this is the best day since Donald Trump was sworn into office. The three best days of the last several years were November 8th, the early wee hour mornings of November 9th, having to watch all those people mind sawed off their own faces as they were crying and whining, having to admit that Donald J. Trump beat Hillary Clinton fair and square in election, then watching them whine. Then the next best day was the swearing in. I'm telling you, Jack Campbell and I watched it live in the studio here on the air. We popped champagne. We imbibed. Some of the salespeople came by. We watched it. It was an historic moment on the in-studio monitors while we just let it play. We simulcasted it live that morning, if you guys remember that show, with just a tiny bit of commentary here and there. And then the third best day is the Mueller report, or the Barr letter about the Mueller report. No Russian collusion, period. This is a massive, massive development. There are people fleeing the Democratic Party, fleeing fake news, fleeing everything. The scales are falling down before their very eyes. This was a coup. It was an attempted coup, and it failed. And like all coups, there better be some retribution. Like all coups, there better be some retribution. The only way you can assure this never, ever happens again, The only way you can be assured this never happens again is to make sure every single one of these people is held accountable. Each and every single one of them. They used 40 FBI agents. They issued 2,800 subpoenas, interviewed 500 witnesses, executed 500 search warrants, got 230 communications records. They tapped 50 phones, 50 phone taps, 13 government intelligence requests. And they came up with no collusion. Guys, the media lied to you. The Democratic establishment lied to you. And what about these media? What about these intelligence professionals, eh? What about these guys? What about these asshats? Do you feel better waking up knowing that James Clapper and John Brennan and Susan Rice and Samantha Power or whatever her name is and James Comey all genuinely believed Trump colluded with Russia? What does that say about our intelligence community? Do you remember during the campaign when Donald Trump started questioning the intelligence community in the 17? You remember that? 17 separate intelligence communities all have concluded there's corruption. 17, they've all concluded the Russians colluded in this. And Donald Trump doubted, well, I don't know about that, 17. That sounds a little obscene. The reality is it was three. And they were headed by Clapper and Brennan and Comey. Those were the three. There was no 17. They all signed off on the three. Clapper, Brennan, and Comey. And now we know James Comey admitted on the record that he stole confidential intelligence documents from the FBI and leaked them to journalists with the intention of harming the President of the United States. He'll tell you, and he did, he said this on the record, well, I wanted to get a special counsel appointed, so I stole confidential memos from the FBI and leaked them to a journalist so that we could get a special counsel, and it worked. You remember that interview?
Yes, I do.
Well, you know what else worked? The 40 FBI agents, the 2,800 subpoenas, 500 witnesses, 500 search warrants, 230 communication records, 15 phone taps, and 13 government intelligence requests. They all worked, too. And they worked to determine there was no collusion. Because you, sir, are a dumbass, Mr. Comey. You thought there was.
No, he didn't.
Well, he says he did. I'm taking him at face value. I'm taking him at face value. Well, but what does it say about our intelligence community that these people were running around telling the American people there was Russian collusion? Donald Trump questioned the validity of, now do we trust them that there was, that the Russians were who hacked the DNC and hacked John Podesta? What if you're facing federal indictment right now? Do you trust the FBI's investigation that you are the one who should be convicted? I mean, these are honest questions. They've totally soiled the name of the intelligence communities in the United States. Do we trust anything they say? Why did we trust them again after weapons of mass destruction? Why did we trust anything they said about 9/11? That got past them. And why did we trust them on Russian collusion? Why does anyone trust these... I almost said something really bad.
I know.
Why does anyone trust these mammy tappers? They're idiots. The inmates are running the asylum. Clean it out. The only legitimate response to this is to completely dismantle the FBI. All 50 states, every single district. Take it down from the top down. All 100,000 employees, whatever there are. Fire every damn one of them. Set up a new bureaucracy, and they can apply for their jobs. They can apply for their jobs. If they want a job, they can apply for it. But Baron, some terrorist in some third world country is going to get away. Fine. We'll find him after the fact. The new bureaucracy will track him down. They'll be better. And you got to mold it in a way so that this type of abuse can never, ever, 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 ever happen again. They're operating without oversight. They operate in a secret court system that they abuse. 99.86% of their warrants are approved. These are Title I FISA warrants, which give them the ability to look at every single piece of communication you've ever, present or past or future, communicated with anyone on an electronic device. Emails, text messages, phone calls, pictures you send, funny memes you send, talking about your daughter's divorce, talking about your nephew's new baby, talking, I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. They get it all. Talking about your medical problems. Now the FBI knows about everything. This is the most sensitive, detailed, thorough warrant imaginable. And they admitted they got caught cooking the books. They got caught crooking the system. How do you ever trust the FBI again? How do you ever trust intelligence communities or a government that was once led by people like James Clapper and John Brennan, Susan Rice, Samantha Power, and James Comey? How do you ever trust anything that this country ever says ever again? How do you know, one of my, I hate to be all biblical, one of my favorite verses in the Bible, the little passages in the Bible, is when Paul is explaining why Jesus had to die. And he says he had to do it so that God would remain righteous. Because previously he just swept sins under the rug. There was a reckoning. Credibility was at stake. Something had to give. Well, guess what, folks? There's a reckoning. Credibility is at stake. Something has to give. And if the divine author of the universe recognizes that problem when it comes up, we here, his creation, ought to recognize the same problem when it comes up. We have a real credibility problem. We have a who in the hell would ever believe? How can we? Well, we've got intelligence that Mohammed bin Salman directly ordered the journal, that journalist Khashoggi, to be killed. We have that. You also had weapons of mass destruction. 9/11 whizzed by you. You had planes in the air blowing up buildings and you didn't catch it. Now you knew there was Russian collusion and there's not any. How the hell are we supposed to believe anything you sons of people ever say ever again?
I totally agree with that.
I mean, these people have destroyed the credibility of the greatest country that ever existed on planet Earth. Ever, ever, ever. There's never been a beacon of freedom like exists in the United States ever before. Never. And there never will be again when we fall. And I say when we fall. I heard something great the other day. Bad times breed great men. Great men breed good times. Good times breed lazy men. Lazy men breed bad times. We're in the good times breed lazy men era. Look around yourself. Look at the younger generation. This country is not going to be 50 years from now what it was right now and 50 years ago. If there's another World War II, we lose. We don't have the manpower. We don't have the manpower from 18 to 25 years old in this country to do it. I got bad news for you guys. And now we don't have the credibility either. You might have thought, well, we could just convince our allies to help us. With what? Our intelligence community that was once headed up by Clapper and Brennan and Rice and Power and Comey? Fool me once, shame on me. Or fool me once, shame on you. I have George Bush. I'm screwing the metaphor up. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. What happens after the third or fourth time in 25 years? Then what? Who's the shame on? Well, no one's going to believe us when we go and say, oh, by the way, there's some bad dudes in that cave over there. We need to launch a war. Will you help us? I don't know. Last time you guys did that, we spent $7 trillion in Afghanistan, and it's still a hellhole. Last time you guys said you were sure about something, Donald Trump was exonerated of Russian collusion. The only time it seems like something's really happening is when you look back and they've just blown up your trade centers and your pentagons in some field in Pennsylvania. And you didn't catch it. This intelligence community in this country is an abomination. It is an embarrassment. It is an absolute embarrassment. They weaponized the intelligence community to launch fake wars, and then they weaponized the intelligence community again to try to keep a man from being elected president, to try to change an election, and then to try to remove him from office after he was elected.
That's the part that gets me. It's bad enough they worked against him, but it's worse that they tried to take him down once he was duly elected. And they were shameless about it. And the media continues to be shameless about it.
And if you were against Donald Trump, if you believed there was Russian collusion, if you believed Mueller was going to issue a report indicting the president or the president's family, if you believed any of this stuff had happened, you are a tool of these liars. You are exactly what they need in order to undermine the credibility of the intelligence community of this country and undermine the absolute credibility of this country at all. Something has to change. Something must give, or this happens again and again and again and again. We cannot let this continue to happen. Every damn one of these sons of bitches needs to be held accountable. Every damn one of them. And if they are not, it will happen again. The absolute only way this never happens to another president. And if it can happen to the president of the United States, by God, it can happen to you.
Absolutely.
Do you think you're safe from your FBI? If they're coming after you, do you think you're safe? You don't think they'll cook the books to get you? You're just a little rat bastard peon in this country. They went after the president of the United States. The most powerful person in the entire world, they tried to cook the books and get him. You think you're safe? You think there's one person in this entire country they can't put behind bars if they want to? You think there's one person they can't lie to some court and throw you away and do it and be happy about it? You think there's any person that's safe in this country? Not one damn one of you is safe. Not with this FBI, not with this NSA, not with this CIA. None of you are safe. Not one of you. And if that doesn't keep you up at night, you've got too damn much on your plate. You need some time and quiet to sit and think about some of this kind of stuff. Put your phone down, get off Facebook, stop watching American Idol, and think. That is scary as hell. I didn't mean to get all fired up.
I love it. I think it's great. I wish I was that fired up. Well, I will be after a couple of drinks.
Well, it's just this is the country we live in.
Lindsey Graham is giving this media absolute hell right now.
Good for him. Good for him. Good for him.
He's having a press conference. It's
so
just great.
Frustrated. I'm glad he's fired up. Somebody has to be fired up.
He's fired up.
Somebody needs to be fired up. All right, guys, 20 minutes after 10 o'clock. I will take these phone calls that have been patiently on hold for a long time, but I wanted to get that out at some point. We'll be back.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, Spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The Alabama Shakespeare Festival presents a delightful adaptation of A.A. Milne's Winnie the Pooh, now through May 5th on the festival stage. Join Pooh, Piglet, Eeyore, Al, and more of their friends in a charming musical adventure the whole family will enjoy. Winnie the Pooh spends his days searching for honey, doing his exercises, and playing with his best friends. Don't miss this merry romp through the 100-acre wood. Get your tickets today by calling the ASF box office at 271-5353 or online at asf.net.
All right, guys, 24 minutes after 10 o'clock. Jack Campbell, call me down during the break. I feel better.
No, because I just said Lindsey Graham may be more fired up than you.
Yeah, well, he looks mad. We're watching his press conference on the in-studio monitor. It looks like they're about to break away from it. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. 272-9228. I will say this. The only person I know more fired up than I was during the last segment, and Lindsey Graham is right now, maybe Tom Latham over at Penny Earned Concrete Technology. You should see how fired up he gets when he comes out there and you've got an ugly patio. Boy, he just wants to make it pretty. He wants to make it pretty. I was outside all day.
Ugly at the same time Trey Gowdy's mug was put up on TV.
That's the worst hair I've ever seen. That's the worst hair I've ever seen. I was outside all day yesterday. There was a race on. We had the TV on that's out in the backyard, and we watched that race out there. And we kept flipping back over to watch some of the NCAA basketball tournament as well. but while I was out, I ended up sunburned. I'm sunburned all to smithereens right now. But while I was out there, I kept looking at my patio, thinking, "Man, I can't wait to get Tom Latham from Penny Earned Concrete Technologies out here." And I'm going to. I'm gonna give him some time to get the spring stuff done. He needs to get done. And then I'm gonna have him come over there probably later this year and get it ready for next year. Would be my guess. Tom Latham, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. He's a master. If it's concrete, he can handle it. Industrial, commercial, all the way down to, you know, walkways and sidewalks and decorative stamped foundations, piers. It doesn't matter. The guy is a wizard when it comes to all this stuff. Get him over to your place. Penny Earned Concrete Technologies, 284-9292, 284-9292. You can check him out online, pennyearned.co. But where I really recommend you go, get over to his Facebook page. Get over to his Facebook page. When you go to Penny Earned Concrete Technologies Facebook page, you'll see thousands of pictures and videos and testimonials and all that good stuff. Get by there when you get a chance. You're going to love it. Penny Earned Concrete Technologies, pennyearned.co, 284-9292. Donkey Lori.
Hey, fellas. Hey, I just want to say something to make you smile. I don't know if you saw it or not, but I saw on Facebook, it was a picture of Mueller, and he was wearing a T-shirt, and it says on the T-shirt, "I investigated Trump for 2 years, and all I have to show for it is this ugly T-shirt."
That's actually really good.
I just wanted to hear you laugh. Y'all have a blessed day.
Thanks, Harry.
Thank you. That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
We had an infestation of bumblebees. You on my patio yesterday.
Well, you need to call some bee guy to come out and take them. Were they swarming or just flying?
No. It was just like three or four. I'm just flying everywhere. And bugs, my dog kept jumping up. He had a bone. He dropped his bone to jump up. I said, "You be careful what you wish for."
Yeah, they'll sting.
He didn't get stung, but I killed one because I went out there with a fly swatter and he was coming right. I don't know. Do bumblebees sting? I think they do.
I don't know. The big black ones?
Yeah, not carpenter bees. These were bumblebees.
I don't know.
And I sent one to his death as well as two red wastuses.
You got them?
Yeah.
Man, I wish everybody would get the wasps early. Get them out of the neighborhoods. Don't let them hang out. You know those fences, and we'll go back to the phones in a second, but you know those fences that are like double stacked?
Yeah.
They get in the middle of those and make nests. I wish they didn't have those. They're
pretty. I saw one of them going in the side of my gas grill.
Yeah.
The little hole.
Yeah, they love a gas grill, too.
I bet there's a nest in there.
Randall.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, buddy.
I guess everybody rushes because, you're talking about 100 bees. I mean, so you're talking about bees. But Morgan Freeman turned his whole 150 acres into a 100 bee sanctuary last week. So I thought that was pretty funny. But, man, I don't think you say this is the third greatest day. This has got to be the greatest day because this is like a meteor, and Mueller was the deflector. I mean, he could have let the meteor hit America. I mean, it was over with. I mean, like you said, he could have fingered the words either which way he wanted to. I guess that what you're trying to say. I don't know. I hadn't read really much of it or any of it. I had seen no clippings or nothing, but. But if you was behind Trump going down, then you was behind America going down. This man is pointing out the bad cops. He is doing what every black man in America then wants somebody to do. People, y'all wake the hell up. I mean, he sat there and said, "Call me the bad cop. This man's a bad cop." But no, everybody was just wanting to tear Trump down. Look, they wasn't worried about Trump. They give a list about Trump. They want to tear America down. They don't care about Trump. Trump is just something in the way.
They hate America.
I mean, and it just, man, I had two things, but that's people. Trump is your friend, and once we all get behind this, we can't let this come back again. Oh, and I was going to ask you, do you think the offense is getting ready? I mean, will the offense come on the field after 2020?
I think they'll come on before.
Oh, goodness. All right. Well, I would really, I was like, man, it's going to be a long wait. It's going to be a long year. You know what I mean? Like, everybody.
I could be wrong, but I do think there'll be a reckoning at some point.
Do you think Mueller will be the Attorney General?
No.
2020?
No.
Okay. All right. See you, fellas.
No, he can't. Mueller can never accept a job by Trump. Then they'll call it quid pro quo. I mean, that's just a rare. Jenny Lynn.
Hey. When it came out that they had bugged Trump Tower,
yeah.
To me, that went back to Nixon and Watergate.
Explain.
Because they were, nothing had, they were still, the election hadn't happened yet.
Correct.
That was like Watergate, man.
Oh, yeah, when they broke into the Democrat National Committee headquarters.
To bug it?
Right. They should go down for that.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that's one of the things Lindsey Graham wants to get to the bottom of.
Yeah.
Is why the FISA warrant was granted, why they presented it to the judge. He's going to find out. If anybody will, he will.
Well, and he's the chair of the Judiciary Committee.
He's chair of the Judiciary Committee.
So he decides what gets investigated on this. So I agree. It's a good call, Jenny Lynn. I appreciate it. Great analogy and bringing it to our attention. Ronnie is back.
I got a hypothetical question for you, Barron.
All right.
Let's assume Trump's fed up because Congress don't support him. They try to take him down. Now they got some woman coming up saying that he had sexual things with her. And a lot of Republicans on his side of the aisle didn't support him. And what if he decides, I ain't running for president?
Not likely. Appreciate it. That's not going to happen.
Well, I mean, what if he did? I mean,
he's going to run.
I know.
He's going to run, so it's irrelevant. I mean, short of a health setback or some kind of crazy assassination attempt that makes him reevaluate life. I mean, short of something like that, he's going to serve.
I mean, he's already got his organization getting in place.
They're
right
raising
now.
A lot of money, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And this guy, this Brad Parscale or whatever his name is that's running the operation, is a killer. A stone-cold killer. I saw an interview with this guy, and I thought, that's exactly who I would want running my operation if I was running for election. 32 after. Thank you.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. Get business internet for $34.99 a month when you add a phone line. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
There's nothing like summer camp at YMCA's Camp Grandview in Millbrook. And registration for the summer is going on right now. There's so much to do. Swim, fly through the air on the blob, zip line over the lake, and even play in the mud. The campers have so much fun, and the lifeguards and counselors help make sure they're always safe. There's paddle boards, pedal boats, canoeing, oracles, and more. And that's not all. There's archery, riflery, fishing, and horseback riding. The kids play games, do arts and crafts, and just hang out together and have fun. Camp Grandview is a great place to try new things, make new friends, and have the best summer ever. The YMCA's Camp Grandview fosters curiosity and expands children's comfort zones. Camp Grandview Summer Camp builds friendships, helps children with accomplishments, and creates a sense of belonging. Registration for summer day camp at Camp Grandview is going on now. For more information, visit ymcamontgomery.org today and get ready to make this your child's best summer ever.
You have what it takes to beat the chicken at tic-tac-toe?
What the clock?
Then come into Wind Creek Montgomery Sundays through Thursdays, now through March 30th. Earn 100 base points, and you'll get to battle the chicken for a chance at $250 cash. Your entries will also qualify you for the grand prize drawing on March 30th, when you could win a share of $25,000 cash. So don't be a chicken. Come in and beat the chicken. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
What the clock?
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. A frontal system moving through the state could spark some stronger storms. Stay weather aware today. Partly sunny, a warm day with a high in the upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms developing this afternoon into the evening hours. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. The main threat is going to be damaging wind gusts and possibly some hail. Showers and storms ending by late tonight. Overnight low 52. Tomorrow, a cooler day, high 67. We'll be back to the 40s tomorrow night. Then on Wednesday, sunshine, high near 70. Pollen count in the high range today and very high tomorrow and Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
spread after a lot of selling overseas on worries about weakening growth around the world. Oil prices also slipping. Apple expected to unveil its streaming service, which will reportedly offer channels such as HBO and Showtime for $9.99 each month, according to the Wall Street Journal. A suit against Nike won't go before the Supreme Court, which declined to hear a photographer's case alleging Nike ripped off his 1984 Michael Jordan photograph to create its iconic Jumpman logo. A lower court ruling had thrown out the copyright infringement lawsuit against the sportswear company. And Boeing says it'll brief more than 200 global airline pilots, technical experts, and regulators this week on software and training updates for its 737 MAX aircraft with the Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Welcome back in, 38 minutes after 10 o'clock. My man Riley Manning over at Riley Manning Painting is celebrating, 50-plus years in the business? 52 years, I think, in the business? This guy is the painting contractor for Montgomery. I mean, you can hire other people if you want. You could take a chance, take a risk. You get these fly-by-night people, one of these young guys out there. Look, I mean, everybody deserves a start. Riley was a young guy at one point, but why? Why take that chance? Why not go with the master? Go with the sensei. Go with the great teacher. Go with the rabbi of paint. I mean, go with the guy. He's not Jewish, Jack. Don't look at me that way.
The priest of painting.
The priest of painting. Yes, go with him.
Cardinal of color.
The minister of...
The Pope of pretty colors.
Yeah, well, he's amazing.
Pope of perfection.
The minister of many colors.
Perfection.
Ooh. Go by RileyManningPainting.com. Check out some of the stuff he can do for you. Call him, 799-1284. Tell him you heard about it here. He loves this radio show. He loves us a lot, and we love him. So it's a genuine relationship with Riley Manning there. His smile is warm and friendly, and you're gonna feel great with his crews. They're trained. They're professional. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call them, 799-1284. 799-1284. Check them out online, RileyManningPainting.com. All right, I do want to read parts of this. I don't want to read all of it.
What are you going to read, Baron?
What did I do with it? I was going to read part of the Mueller report, but I don't know where I put it. This whole time, I thought it was here in my hands.
May not be, Baron.
Well, I've got it somewhere.
Well,
Here it is. This is the summary from the Attorney General, Bill Barr, that was sent to Congress. It was sent to the Committee on the Judiciary for the House and Senate. And here's how he opens it. It says, on Friday, the special counsel submitted to me a confidential report. Now, I want to go back to that in just a second. I'm going to read the rest of the sentence, but I want to tell you why it's a confidential report. Special counsel submitted to me a confidential report explaining the prosecution or declination decisions he has reached as required by statute, or by regulation, really, 28 CFR 600.8C. This report is entitled, quote, Report on the Investigation into Russian Interference in the 2016 Presidential Election. Lest we forget, that's what this is about. Although my review is ongoing, I believe it is in the public interest to describe the report and to summarize the principal conclusions reached by the special counsel and the results of his investigation. So that's the sort of basis for the letter. He talks about the numbers I gave you in the next paragraph about the 500 witnesses and all the subpoenas and the request for information. And he talks about the indictments he's gotten and the number of indictments and convictions of individuals and entities in connection with the investigation. People like, he didn't mention them by name here, but I'll just for you, people like Manafort and Cohen. Well, I guess Cohen wasn't one of them, but people like Manafort, people like Rick Gates. Now, keep in mind, it had nothing to do with Russian collusion. If anything, it had to do with Ukrainian collusion on behalf of the Clinton team, but that's a different investigation. It says, during the course of this investigation, the special counsel also referred several matters to other offices for further action. That's Cohen. That's other things like that. The report does not recommend any further indictments, nor did the special counsel obtain any sealed indictments that have yet to be made public. Below, I summarize the principal conclusions set out in the special counsel's report. Now, I want to go back to the fact that this is confidential, because that's the first sentence here. Special counsel submitted to me a, quote, confidential report explaining the prosecution or declination decisions. Why would this be confidential? In the United States, we do things differently than some other countries, but I think most Western countries, most developed nations do things this way. If you're being investigated for something, generally speaking, it's not known. The public doesn't know about it. Now, you might know about it because they might ask you for information or questions. They might subpoena documents from you. Your lawyer might have discussions with the prosecuting office, and they might determine you're under investigation. You might receive a letter telling you you're a target of an investigation and to preserve certain records and not take certain actions, not leave the country. You know, there might be a number of things that they ask you to do. But generally speaking, nobody else knows about it. I'll give you some examples of public figures in Alabama who this has happened to. Ed Henry was under federal investigation for a long time for his medical supplement practice or whatever it was. He had some deal where he was going to doctors and telling them to... He had a business. Allegedly, this was happening. He's not been convicted. Allegedly, he had some business that was helping clients manage their... or doctors manage their patient load. And he was under investigation for it, for alleged kickbacks and things like that. Nobody knew until he was indicted he was under investigation. Not publicly. I'm sure his family knew, maybe close friends. But I didn't know. You know, I've been in and around politics in Alabama for a long time. Jack has been around politics in Alabama for decades. We've both been on the radio for 5 years. Jack has been on television for 5 years. We've had, you know, contacts with anybody and everybody in the state. I didn't know he was under investigation.
I didn't either.
Jack didn't know he was under investigation. You know why? Because if they came to the conclusion Ed Henry had done nothing wrong, and he has to go on and live the rest of his life, how can he do that if everybody knew he was under investigation by the FBI? That's why they don't reveal until indictment that you've been investigated. That's generally speaking what happens. Mickey Hammond was under investigation before anyone knew it. All of a sudden, he gets indicted. There have been other people I know, because I've been involved in a legal capacity, so I have a privileged capacity to know, who have been in the last few years investigated by the FBI. And they were determined to not have done anything wrong. No charges were pursued. The files were closed. And nobody found out about it. These are people you know. No charges were filed. No indictments issued. Exonerated. And so the... investigation was closed and nobody finds out about it. To this day, nobody that I know of is aware these investigations took place. Certainly not you guys in the audience, other people in their profession, because it would reflect poorly on them. That's the reason these reports are typically confidential. These are principles of American justice that are unassailable. You don't go ruining people's reputation on the government. And I mean, we already talked about the quality of FBI we're dealing with here. The government shouldn't go around destroying people's lives based on rumor and innuendo that they can't back up with facts when they do an investigation. And that's exactly what's happened to the President of the United States, because everybody knew he was under investigation. They knew he was under investigation for Russian collusion. It was made known publicly. They talked about it in the media nonstop. But the actual investigation itself yielded a memo. This is the Mueller memo. The Mueller report. And the question is whether or not that report should be made public. Ordinarily, the principles of American justice would say no, that report should not be made public. It didn't find that he did anything. There was nothing prosecutable. There were no crimes alleged in there. There were no indictments. So why would we make it public? And here's where this is a little different, even though it's listed as a confidential report explaining the prosecution or the declination decision. Why would this report be different? Well, for two reasons. One is there's precedent that reports like this get released. Bill Clinton was not indicted by the special report, and that report was released by the special prosecutor. But that report, the Starr memo, was released. It was actually made into a book. It was a bestseller, if you remember. Everybody wanted to know what was in there. But that involves some unseemly stuff, like boobs, dresses, ladies, sex acts. That stuff sells. That stuff sells. You don't believe me? Watch any beer commercial. Watch a car commercial. A lot of TNA. It sells. Sex sells. So there's precedent that special counsel reports are released publicly. But the second reason is because the purpose for making it confidential has been undermined. And I think it should be made public. I do. I think it should be made public. I agree with the President of the United States who said it should be made public. I agree with his Democrat detractors who think it should be made public. I think it should be made public for a reason other than the reason the Democrats think it should be made public. There are obviously no indictable crimes in there. So what's this? What are we scared of? And can you imagine if it makes the Democrats look bad? Again, they've spent 2 years building this guy up, Mueller. They spent 2 years making him God. There are Democrats with dogs and kids named Mueller that were born in, or gotten in the last year or two. There are Democrats with tattoos of Mueller on their body. This is a true fact. I'm not making this stuff up. So convinced was the left that Robert Mueller was going to free this country from the tyrant Donald J. Trump. So convinced were they that they built Mueller up into an unassailable. They had to. Their interest was, and I told you guys this was happening. Robert Mueller's conclusions could not be challenged. They could not be attacked. They made sure of that. By building this guy up as the most honest, trustworthy, unassailable character who ever lived. Robert Mueller didn't walk on water because he didn't want to make Jesus look bad. That's how they built up Mueller. Mueller could have raised the dead. He just chose not to. It's like Chuck Norris. Mueller didn't push himself up. He pushed the earth down. That's the reality of where this investigation has gone. That's the reality of how this investigation was prosecuted in the public. And now that the Mueller report comes out and says, no indictable crimes. No Russian collusion. Zero Russian collusion. In fact, the Russians tried to collude, and the Trump campaign said, no, thank you. We're not interested. Now that we know that, now they're running around saying, oh, can we take all that back? Maybe Mueller is in the bag for Trump. I've seen this. Maybe Mueller's in the bag for Trump. He must be in the bag for Trump. Maybe Mueller needs to be investigated. We need to investigate those guys. The Mueller team. Yeah, 40 Democrats who've donated to Hillary Clinton. Couldn't find Russian collusion. I think we're fine. We'll be back.
Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Sam McClure at the Adoption Law Firm. Whether your concern is infant adoptions, foster adoptions, or foreign adoptions, the Adoption Law Firm exists to make the adoption process smooth and affordable. Contact my friend Sam McClure at the Adoption Law Firm, 546-2009, or check him out online, theadoptionfirm.com. Again, my friend Sam McClure, 546-2009, or online, theadoptionfirm.com.
No representations made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other attorneys.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Mr. Sandman. Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's amazing mattress and bedroom furniture liquidation sale. All 2018 model Serta, Restonic, and other mattresses must be sold this month. Bedroom suits as well as many odd chests, nightstands, and dressers gotta go. My warehouse lease is up and I have to downsize. A large group of bedroom mirrors are $15 to $35. A couple of cream-finished china cabinets for $200. Special groups of nice queen mattresses from $249, kings from $299. King mattresses with head-up adjustable bases from $599. Premium adjustable bases with dual massage, programmable positions, and underbed lighting from $699. Folks, Mr. Sandman has been voted Central Alabama's best mattress store for two decades. Visit both locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and our huge store on Highway 14 in Millbrook across from the Dollar General. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on this beautiful, ever-flowing Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. Let's talk about that river. You know, we rent out pontoon boats. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card, a little common sense, and we can get you fixed up and we'll cruise down this up and down the river, get down here and have a little fun. We'll fix you up something good to eat, too. If you want to have a little picnic out there, we'll grill you up an amberjack pull boy or maybe a hamburger. We got all kind of good eating. So we got a steamer. We steam those shrimp from Argentina. Those beautiful, big old fat snow crab legs. So I know we got something good for you. Let's talk about that live entertainment. We got this Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. Marky Blue and the Rick Latino Project. That's right. Marky's got just an incredible singer. Got that old blues going on, and it'll be Sunday at 5 o'clock. And when you come down here, you're going to notice something going on. That's the RV park that's under construction. That's right. Putting a campground in, so when your in-laws come, you can send them down here and tell them bring the camper and then come stay with us. If y'all get down here soon, come hungry, we're looking for you.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Inside the pocket of a clown.
Minutes now to the top of the hour. Midtown Pizza Kitchen is going to be opening in moments.
So you want to come into a Christmas song?
Not a Christmas song.
Sounds like it.
It's Pocket of a Clown by Dwight Yoakam off the This Time album. His best album, by the way. Not Guitars and Cadillacs. A lot of people argue with you. I'd like to see Joey. You know how he does those album battles?
I don't
know if his audience would do it.
Stupid album battle.
Well, I'd like to see him do one with This Time versus Guitars and Cadillacs. That'd be a great battle. Dwight Yoakam's fly now. He can rock and roll. All right. The special this week at Midtown Pete's Kitchen, they'll open in about 5 minutes, is Carbonara with Bacon. You're going to love it. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. They don't offer it a lot, and when they do, you got to get by there. I usually get it twice the weeks that it's there. Now, this isn't that oily, garbagey, thin carbonara sauce that a lot of people make. This is the real carbonara sauce. This is that nice, bright yellow, thick, clings-to-the-noodle carbonara sauce that's got the cheeses and the bacon and all. This is real carbonara, the way they do it in the old world. If you go to Rome, and you get carbonara, this is what it's going to taste like. This is what it's going to look like. You can't get it anywhere else in town, I'm telling you. Nobody else makes it this way. They probably can't. My guess is, I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to make a bold statement, Campbell. I'm subject to challenge here. I'm going to say you cannot get carbonara made this way inside the cozy confines of the state of Alabama. That would be my guess. That would be my guess. So get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen when you get the opportunity. Get it. Two locations right here in the River Region, High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, and the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Also, side note, they're hiring kitchen help at the Montgomery location. Not the, I said earlier, either location. The Montgomery location. Go to Montgomery between 1 and 4. Don't show up at noon and ask for an application, right? That's their hot time. Come back when it's cold. Come back at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Ask for an application. Be clean. Take a pen. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. All right. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Go there. 3 minutes now to the top of the hour. Let me just outline the rest of this bar letter here because it's worth digging into. I encourage you to read it. It's really broken into two parts. It's broken into the Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election part, and then the second part is obstruction of justice. The first part, Russian interference into the 2016 presidential election, is really broken into two parts. So the first part's two parts of a two-part memo. That makes sense. First, it describes, the first part of the first part describes the results of the special counsel's investigation into Russian interference. It outlines the Russian effort to interfere with the election. It documents the crimes uncovered by those Russians. And it also explains the special counsel's investigation, whether any Americans, including those associated with the Trump campaign, joined the Russians, which could be a federal crime. Here's the killer sentence here. The special counsel's investigation did not find that the Trump campaign or anyone associated with it conspired or coordinated with Russia in its efforts to influence the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Here's the quote from the actual report. Quote, the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election to interfere with the, his election interference activities. Now, I have seen losers on the left, and I do mean losers. I have seen losers on the left look and say things like, according to the Attorney General, the special counsel concluded that the evidence fell short of a prosecutable criminal conspiracy. Guys, that is foolish. That's not what he found. He said there's no evidence. They did not establish that it happened. They spent $50 million with dozens of employees, a dozen lawyers, hundreds of subpoenas, hundreds of document requests, foreign government intel requests. Don't let anyone lie to you. Don't let anyone lie to you and tell you that this is somehow him getting off on a technicality. It's not. It's not him getting off on a technicality. They even found that the Russians actively tried to influence the election and approached the Trump campaign, and the Trump campaign said, no thanks. So that's the first part of the first part. We'll cover the rest of it on the other side of the break. Your calls are welcome, 272-9228. I'm still waiting on those of you who apologize, who owe me an apology. I'm still waiting for them. I have